Hi, and welcome to this short demo of mocking responses in Azure API Management. So, mocking allows your API to return a sample response even when its backend isn't functionally doing that yet. This could be the case if you have first implemented an API facade and you don't have a backend yet, or if you're working on a backend in parallel. It could also be that your backend is simply temporarily unavailable. So the way mocking works is by using the return response policy. This policy will halt the execution of the API pipeline and then send a status code back. Optionally, it can also provide a set of headers and a body. So let's see it in action. So first here, I have my calculator API. And it's very simple. It only has two operations, adding and subtracting integers. And if I take a look behind the scenes, I will see that I don't actually have a backend set for it. I have just set a gibberish URL. If I make a call to it, I will get an error. And here is the error. So to implement mocking, as mentioned, all I have to do is just use the return response policy. So I'm going to switch over to policies. I have set the scope to the calculator API, and I'm going to add the return response policy here. Now, I can insert this policy on any one section, on inbound, backend, or outbound, but because I don't actually have a backend and I want to prevent a call being made to it, it makes the most sense to insert a policy in the inbound section. If I insert a template, you will see that there's quite a few parameters that I can provide to it. For example, I can provide a variable name. So if I have acquired a response from a send request call, I can send that response back using return response. I can manually set the status code and the reason message for it. I can provide a set of headers that I return and also a body. But there's a very quick way to set up mocking, which is to simply call the return response policy with no parameters at all. So in this case, what's going to happen is that it's going to return 200 OK with an empty body. Let's take a look. So if I make a call again, I should get 200. And there it is. I get 200 OK, even though I don't have a functional backend. If I try it with the other operation, I get the same response back. Now, this is great, but I'm getting the same response regardless of which operation I call. What if I wanted to return a response tailored specifically towards each operation and also make it a little more interesting, actually return something in the body? Well, this is very simple. All I have to do is insert a policy on the scope of the operation to which I want it to apply to. So I'm going to go to add to integers, and I'm going to insert a policy. Now, one thing to note is that it's important to insert this policy above the base stack, because we have already set a policy to return just 200 OK with an empty body on the level of the calculator API. And when we are at the level of the operation, we want to make sure we override any inherited logic. So we want to make sure our logic executes before the inherited logic. So here I have the return response policy. I am in this case manually setting the status code 200 OK, and I'm setting a body of 38. So if I save this and make a call, this is on add to integers. I now get the new body. So that's great, but regardless of what I provide for the parameters, I will always get the same response. It would be nice if we could provide a different response depending on the parameters, or just simply a different response. Now, we can actually accomplish this using policy expressions. So policy expressions are basically a way for us to write C# and .NET code within the definition of the policy to make it more dynamic. So let's take a look at this. So I'm going to replace this policy with a new policy where the body is calculated dynamically. And I could just generate a random number, but because this is a very simple addition operation, I could actually try to make the addition. So what I'm doing here with this expression is I am reading the A parameter from from the query, I'm converting this parameter to an integer, doing the same thing with the b parameter, I'm summing them and then converting the result to a string. So as I save this, we should actually have a functioning calculator. So let's see, we have 23 plus 233. And indeed, the sum of that is 256. We can try with a different value. And our calculator works. Now, there are situations where we want to return a completely different status code and body value depending on the parameters. And this logic may not apply. So to solve for this, we can use the control flow policy, or basically the if statement policy. Let's take a look at how this would work. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to check if I have provided valid parameters. Were the parameters provided at all, and are they actually numeric? And if this is the case, I'm going to execute the return response policy for summing them as usual. However, in all other cases, I'm going to return 400 bad requests with a static error message. So to do this, I have the choose policy, and I have a single condition, where what I do is I use a simple regular expression to check if the value of the A and the B query string parameters are actually numeric. If this expression succeeds, then I execute the summing policy as mentioned. Otherwise, I execute 400 bad requests. So let's take a look at this. So if I go back and try to make a call. So I get the calculator still works. Let's try with some other values. However, if I remove one of the values, I get a 400 bad request. Could even try with inserting some non-digit alpha characters. I still get a bad request. If I provide no parameters, I continue to get a bad request. So there you have it. With just a single policy in API management, you can bring an API to life even if its underlying infrastructure isn't built yet. Well, thanks for watching, and until next time.